Jess Inner with you this morning. It's time to talk a bit of sport with Adam Murray from NBN News in Newcastle. Adam, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, look, Jess, I couldn't be better. Anytime I see your number on come up on my phone, I get excited because we're going to talk about a bit of sport. Woohoo! Let's go.
And at the moment, anything that's not by-election, I'm equally as excited for.
Yeah, that's true. Let's cheer ourselves up. Let's talk sport.
Well, hopefully the Knights can maybe cheer us up and have another win this weekend. But in some breaking news this morning, they're going to be without a pretty key player.
I know. I'm pretty devastated at the moment. Kalyn Ponga. He's been ruled out for 2 weeks with a slight groin tear after doing that in the Wagga game against the Raiders in their win. It was a big game for Kalyn Ponga. But, yeah, 2 weeks out on the sidelines. He'll miss the Tigers game tomorrow night up at Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium. So a big, big blow. So Tex Hoy will come in. He'll start at fullback and he'll have to try and prove the doubters wrong because he copped a bit of flack in his games when he was playing fullback. But yeah, he really needs to have a big game against the Tigers. And to be honest, the Knights need a big game. All 17 players need to play a big game because they need to continue this winning run.
It's going to be tough for this game if you're in the Upper Hunter and you're a Knights fan because... I'm choking on air, because we do have an Upper Hunter player playing for the West Tigers, making his debut, Jock Madden.
Jock Madden, how good is he? Another Scone thoroughbred, making it to the NRL. Mm. Who would have thought? Well, I don't know what is in the water up at Scone, but they just seem to
all the good things.
All the good things. They literally just keep pulling out NRL players out from nowhere. So Jock Madden, he's actually named on the bench to make his debut against the Knights in the Tigers' colours. But what will be interesting, I just keep an eye on it, guys, but I've got a sneaky feeling that Michael Maguire may make a late change and Jock Madden could actually start at halfback. So I don't know. I could be talking out of my bum, but we could potentially see Jock Madden start.
Oh, now that would be exciting. That would be so good.
It would be so exciting. Scone would go off, and I'm sure it goes off all the time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, while we're on NRL as well, we've got our Pick the Score game tomorrow night. The Broncos are up against the Seagulls. What do you reckon this full-time score would be? Choose numbers carefully. It's worth $1,000 tomorrow night.
Look, if anyone knows me, I loathe the Broncos. They're not one of my favourite teams, and at the moment, I'm loving them losing. So what I'm going to say, and I hope there's some people who back this call, I'm going to say Manly win 50-0. Vojvic to score 3 tries. Done. There it is. $1,000. Give it to me now.
There you go. All right. If you want to go with Adam on that, head to 2nm.com.au and put that score in 50-0. Wow. Let's talk the Newcastle Jets. They're taking on the Mariners this weekend. Will a win really make any difference?
Well, yeah. A win would make some confidence come to the club. Confidence isn't really there at the moment. Yeah, they're very much on struggle street. They've got a new assistant coach. They got a new little recruit in Jordan O'Doherty. But, yeah, they definitely need just a result. A result would be good for the Jets. But if any team they can probably get a result against is probably the Mariners. An F3 derby is always a big clash. And, like, pretty much form goes out the window, I feel, when it's one of these games. It doesn't matter how each side is playing for the whole season. When it gets to a Jets v Mariners match, all form goes out the window and it's anyone's game. So the Jets, they definitely need a win, though.
Yeah, no, they definitely need a win this weekend. And lastly, we saw through the week that Newcastle's been renamed. It's now Zoucastle.
Yeah, Zoucastle. The man, Tim Zhu. How good is he? He's back again in Newcastle, and he's already sold out his next fight in less than 24 hours. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So less than 24 hours, he sold out the Entertainment Centre in Newcastle, but in fact, it's been changed to the Zoucastle Entertainment Centre. And I don't think anyone, I don't even think Andrew Johns got something renamed after him. Like, he's got a grandstand, but he doesn't have an entertainment centre. Like, Tim Zhu, he's just changing. Like, Newcastle love him. The Hunter love him. It's great to see him back. So it'll be a big fight, and he wants to take on the world next after this fight. So he needs a big win here, and I'm sure Newcastle or Zoucastle will get around him.
It's great that he does keep coming back to our backyard in Newcastle. I mean, clearly he's that popular and that good. He could be selling out, you know, a stadium.
Exactly. He said that. He actually said to me in an interview I did with him, I said, oh, like, Why didn't you go to McDonald Jones Stadium where you could have fitted so many more people in and sold so many more tickets? And he said, I just like the fans being closer. So it's 6,000 fans all in there. And he said, even though it's only 6,000 fans, he said it sounds like there's 50,000. So
yeah.
He's going to love it. I'm sure Newcastle will get around him again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, Adam, there's plenty going on in our local sporting world. Of course, you can stay up to date on all of your local sport and your news every night on Channel 9 from 6 on NBN News. Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime.